ربنا وابن الروح القدس الله يتحد علينا امين وبركنا لا نكون دكتور امين. يوم الرابع من شهر برمهات المبارك احسن الله استقبال وعاد علينا وعليكم احنا فقط سيدات الاثام والسيئات من قدم ونحن الرب ابي امين. On this day a holy council convened on the island of Bani Umar against those people called 14th Yans. 14th Yans. We know now why did they call them 14th Yans. The 14th Yans celebrated the feast of the Holy Easter with the Jews on the 14th of the crescent of Nisan, or April Yan, which was on any day of the week. The bishop of the island excommunicated them and sent to Serapion, patriarch of Antioch, Democratus, bishop of Rome, Demetrius, patriarch of Alexandria, and Symmachus, bishop of Jerusalem. Those were the main four churches, the first four churches in the Christian world were these churches: Antioch, Alexandria, Rome, and Jerusalem. To inform them of the heresy of these people, each one of them sent an epistle indicating in it that Easter was only to be celebrated on the Sunday that follows the feast of the Jews, and ordered to excommunicate everyone that contradicts and disobeys that. When our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and resurrected in the year 34 under the millennium, it was coincides with 14th of April. However, the church celebrated the Easter always on Sunday, not in any day in the weekdays. This was the conflict that happened at that time and needed this council. A council of 18 bishops convened, and these holy epistles were read to them. They brought those heretics and read before them the epistles. Some of them returned from their wrong opinion, and the others insisted on their error. They prevented and excommunicated them from the Holy Church. Also, they decided to celebrate Easter at the order of the Holy Apostles, saying, they said, anyone that celebrates Easter on any other day than Sunday had shared the Jews in their feasts and separated from the Christians. The dispute on the feast of the Christian Passover started between Asia Minor and Rome. Polycarp, bishop of Smyrna, publicly announced the need of keeping the 14th of Nisan to commemorate the crucifixion, and the 16th of Nisan to commemorate the resurrection. These were the original dates that the crucifixion and resurrection fall on, regardless what day of the week they fell on, as I explained Jan before. And the Christians of Mesopotamia, Cilicia, and Syria followed his opinion. Victor, Bishop of Rome, publicly announced the importance of putting into consideration that the crucifixion be on a Friday and the resurrection be on a Sunday. Since Friday is the day of crucifixion and Sunday is the day of resurrection, Christians of Egypt, Greece, Pontus and Arabia agreed with him in that. The dispute between the two bishops intensified. Nevertheless, their friendship remained unchanged. Alexandria intervened in this subject and its patriarch Amba Demetrios, the vine dresser, Lord Karam, tried to mediate between these two opinions by making the commemoration on the crucifixion on Friday and the resurrection on Sunday, and to be linked to the 14th of Nisan, the Jewish Passover. Pope Demetrios gathered the Alexandrian astronomers. Among them was Ptolemaeus, the astronomer, which was from Pharma. And with their help, the patriarch established the reckoning of the epochs. Epochs, اللي هو الأبقتي. الأبقتي means the rest. The rest, and we'll explain it briefly now. Which is known by the reckoning of El Karma. The reckoning of epochs was able to determine the day of the Jewish Passover, the slaughter of the lamb, in any Egyptian Coptic year, and fixed the Sunday after to be the Feast of Resurrection. This way, he fulfilled what the apostles command, that the Jewish Passover and the Christian are not to be on the same day. The First Universal Council that convened in Nicaea, 325 Anno Domini, approved that view and asked the Alexandrian Pope to issue a message on the feast and its date every year. Since that time, until the year 1584, Church of Alexandria used, the Pope of the Church, the Coptic Church, used to send a letter on the Epiphany every year to greet all the churches all over the world and to inform them about the time of the Easter this year. الأبقتي بقى عبارة عن إيه؟ The rest, the difference between the sun year and the moon year, اللي هي Jewish, دي تطلع 19 days. فقسموها 19 days دول على 209 years, بحيث كل سنة يبقى فيه 11 days difference. في 11 days difference between the sun and the moon year. ف 11, 22, 23. بعدين ناخد من 3 يبقى فاضل ايه؟ 14. 14, 52. And كده. This cycle takes 209 years. 19 multiply, يعني 19 times 11. ده اللي بيسموه الأبقتي. عشان كده بتلاقي السنة ايه؟ السنة دي مثلا كده السنة جاية تلاقي 11 يوم زيادة 11 days، وكل 3 سنين فرق 30 سنة يطرح والباقي يتجمع عليه 11 years. بتعمل دورة كده، كنا من سنين وزعناها، ممكن نوزعها لكم تاني عشان تشوفوها. المهم يعني عجبتني هنا حتة جميلة جدا. Although there was a dispute between the two churches, they kept their friendship and love to one another. And this is very important. Now we have the Easter sometimes together with the West, sometimes different from the West. Senadi, all of us are celebrating the same year. So however, we keep our friendship and love to one another. So the difference in the time of Easter does not mean difference in faith, or difference in dogma, or difference in Christianity. It's only calendar, yeah? Samuha'i. Falaki, it's a falaki. Yeah. Isma'in?
Astronomical
difference. Shukran. On this day also, Saint Hippolyus, the prince of the city of Perga in Pamphylia, was martyred. The love of this prince for Christ made him publicly confess his faith. Barnabachos, the governor, arrested him at the Clusian command. He confessed the Lord Christ before him, giving the Lord the honor with glorious hymns. Then he cursed the idols. The prince became enraged and ordered him to be crucified. The saint praised Christ that made him worthy to be martyred in his name with the same way. Then he delivered his soul in the hand of the Lord and received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.